This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has strongly rejected any inspection of the country's military sites. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the U.S. is making fresh demands in talks over Iran's nuclear program, including inspection of Iran's military facilities. Iran and the P5+1 are currently holding a fresh round of nuclear talks that both say have reached a sensitive stage. This report now takes a quick look at why Iran sees the inspection of its military sites as beyond the current norms and as an unacceptable demand and an instance of coercion.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has criticized the P5+1 group of countries for raising what he has described as new excessive demands in the ongoing nuclear talks with Iran.
از هیچ یک از مراکز نظامی هیچ بازرسی از سوی بیگانگان صورت بگیرد میگن بایستی ما بیاییم با دانشمندان شما مصاحبه کنیم یعنی در واقع بازجویی کنیم ما اجازه نمیدیم به حریم دانشمندان هسته‌ای ما و دانشمندانی در هر رشته حساس و مهم اندک اهانتی بشود
Ayatollah Khamenei says the enemy's bullying shows they don't know the Iranian nation well because the Iranians have proven they will never budge to coercion. Ayatollah Khamenei has also said that Iran will stand strongly against the plots of its enemies.
این را بدانند که اگر شیطنتی صورت بگیرد واکنش جمهوری اسلامی بسیار سخت خواهد بود.
الله اکبر.
On several occasions, Iran has shown good faith by letting in nuclear inspectors. It has at the same time emphasized that it won't accept anything beyond the norms, what it says the inspections of military sites testify to.
No country should allow inspections of its sensitive sites. They're uninvolved, they're unrelated to the nuclear talks going on and continuing to go on, and to add these demands along with everything else that's being placed on Iran is absolutely outrageous.
Now, for a country that international institutions have repeatedly acknowledged to have a clean record of nuclear activities, the persistence over inspection of military sites beyond the current protocols will naturally create a sense of bullying. Therefore, Ayatollah Khamenei's remarks should be seen as a line in the sand that Iran will stand its ground even now that it has accepted to resolve the fabricated crisis out of good faith again.
To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Mark Glenn, who is with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Idaho. And Mr. Glenn, I'm having a hard time deciding which is more ridiculous, the demand to get access to nuclear, to military sites, pardon me, or to speak to Iranian nuclear scientists or students, at least, who are becoming scientists. How do you feel about this?
Well, obviously it is very ridiculous, but it was utterly predictable. Many of us who were watching this drama said years ago, upon the election of President Rouhani, and upon this warming of ties between Iran and the West and America, that this was just a trick. This was borrowing the old phrase that has often been used in the Middle East. This is the camel's nose under the tent, and once the camel gets his nose under the tent, his body is sure to follow. The United States and Israel are not worried about Iran developing nuclear weapons. As the Supreme Leader accurately stated, this is a manufactured crisis. This is being done in order to, through the cover of negotiations and dialogue, to afford the United States, the West, and Israel the opportunity of getting past what up until this point have been very high and well-protected walls around Iran's, not just her political system, but her military system and her social system as well. You know, I've been to Iran twice, and you don't see an ounce of Western influence or an ounce of Western cultural rot on the streets or on the televisions in Iran. So the way that I read this latest demand that Iran is to open up her military, I mean, let's just flip it around in the other direction. What if Iran were to make a similar demand of the United States, that you're going to open up your sensitive military facilities for us to inspect? you know, the usual players would be, you know, dirtying their diapers like 6-month-old babies if some demand like this were to be made. So I think that the proper way to look at this is that what the United States is trying to do is to set a precedent here where Iran will, through this entire process of negotiating and talking, will just surrender this and then will surrender that and then this and that and this and that. And then pretty soon, before you know it, the revolution of 1979 has effectively been dismantled, which really is the ultimate goal here.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Glenn, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mark Glenn, who was speaking to us live from Idaho.